from my perspective, I don't think your listeners ever had an opportunity as good as this to really experience Israel. It's going to be something that no one will ever forget. No one coming back from this trip is going to be the same.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Deliver. Life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
I will fight for the right to live in freedom.
Hey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. Continuing this week to talk to you about our upcoming trip to Israel. We are leaving very soon, folks. We're leaving on June 17th, so just about a month away our trip leaves. And we want to hear from those who were on the trip last year and those who are interested in going this year. So if you want to talk to us on the program today, 1-800-684-3110 is our number. We're joined by Stuart Roth, a senior counsel with the American Center for Law and Justice. Stuart was on the trip as well last summer. He's been to Israel many times since then. He's going to talk about the trip and why it's important. Tomorrow, we're going to have a professor from Regent University on to talk, and he'll also be on the trip, about the educational aspect of our trip, what sets it apart from so many other trips that go to Israel. So we'll talk about that today on the broadcast. We want to hear from those of you who have been in Israel, those of you who understand the importance of Israel, and we'll talk politics as well, because Israel's been in politics. Barack Obama's brought it up a couple times this week because it's the 60th anniversary. What an incredible time to go to Israel, folks, to go during the 60th anniversary of the founding of the nation, the state of Israel, to be there and be part of that celebration, to stand with Israel in Israel. We are going to talk about in the program, but we want to talk to you as well about the importance of Israel today on the broadcast. So call us at 1-800-684-3110. I want to go right to Stuart Roth. Stuart, you were on the trip last summer. It was an incredible trip. It was the first time we'd ever done anything like that. So we learned a lot. This second trip, we were able to change some things around, make the time even more effective. We do a lot in those days. But as we heard from a caller yesterday, age is really not a factor here, because though sometimes the schedule can look daunting, we have lots of breaks built in and evenings built in. So I want you to encourage folks and just tell them about your experience there.
Well, absolutely, Jordan. I mean, last year was an unbelievable trip. We brought over a lot of individuals who had never been to Israel, and they left with memories that will last a lifetime. Of course, this year we're in the midst of the 60th anniversary of the founding of the State of Israel. And, you know, Israel is God's timepiece. It's the clock. Everything revolves around Israel. Everything revolves around Jerusalem, and we're going to be in Jerusalem 3 or 4 days. It's hard to pick up the paper where you don't see an article about the State of Israel. That's how critical it is. And so, Jay, yourself, myself, and the ACLJ team is going to be over there. We've got a great schedule that is on our website, a great, great schedule of events. It's going to be an exciting time. And what is different about this year from last year is that last year was phenomenal. Again, we did a lot of different things. This year, we've added some other additional aspects to the trip, in addition to the fact that the State of Israel, as I said, is in the midst of its 60th anniversary, and so there's a lot of activities that have to do with the founding of Israel that will be left over for us to see. So we're really looking forward to leaving in a few weeks, and we're hoping that a lot of people are coming with us to share this great experience.
If you leave with us on June 17th, you'll wake up that next morning in Jerusalem. We'll be in Jerusalem those first 5 days of the trip. So I encourage you folks to understand the importance of this trip and the difference of this trip with how we set this up. Of course, we go to all the important biblical sites. We had callers yesterday talking about that, whether it's the Garden Tomb or the Garden of Gethsemane, all of these different things, the Mount of Olives, all of these sites we go to. But we also bring in politicians and military leaders right on the border of Gaza, right on the border of Lebanon, in the Golan Heights, to talk to you directly about what's going on in Israel, the significance of Israel. When we get back from the break, we're going to go to some comments made by politicians in the United States this week about Israel. One politician, and we'll let you know who that is when we come back, called Israel a sore on American foreign policy relations. So we'll talk about that as well. But I encourage you this week, this is really your last chance, folks. If you're interested in coming with us on this trip, we want you to call right now, get more information. If you're ready, book your trip. Write this number down, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406, or go to aclj.org and get the full schedule online.
I'm talking about freedom.
It's a very special time in Israel. The nation is marking a milestone, its 60th anniversary. The celebration comes at a critical time, though, as Israel continues to defend itself against terrorist organizations, Hamas, Hezbollah, while keeping a watchful eye on the ever-increasing threat from Iran. As Israel celebrates its 60th anniversary, the American Center for Law and Justice wants you to send a very powerful message to the Israeli government. America stands with Israel during this time of crisis. The ACLJ knows that the time to support Israel is now. Sign on to the ACLJ's Proclamation for Solidarity, showing your support for Israel. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will personally deliver this Proclamation for Solidarity to Israeli officials. Add your name now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can add your name online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C.,
it's one of the most popular Christian radio shows on the air. And ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow takes your questions about the issues that matter most to you and your family.
Let's go to Anna calling from California on line 6. Hi, Anna.
On the broadcast, Jay provides you with the answers you need to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms.
We got a team of lawyers working on this situation. We're going to get a successful resolution.
Now, there's a new and easy way to get the help you need from the American Center for Law and Justice. You can now send Jay your questions and comments via email. Just log on to the ACLJ website at aclj.org, and under the radio section, you can send Jay an email question straight to our radio studios. We want to hear from you. Send us your email questions. It's fast and easy. Send your email questions now. Simply log on to the website, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice, dedicated to protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms.
This is my right, a right given by God.
It's a time to be there because it's important, but it's also fun to be there. The coffee shop are open, people live their life, and it's great country, which really have a great weather and wonderful biblical view.
Folks, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We want you to be with us in Israel this summer. We are leaving on June 17th. You'll be joining us. We'll be waking up in Jerusalem. And the reason we're pounding this so hard this week is we have gotten to the point in the trip. We know we've talked about a lot during this past year, but this is the time you've got to make your decision if you're going to join us in Israel. If you need more information to make that decision, we can't tell you in good faith that after this week we're going to be able to add many more people to this trip. So if you are interested, you need to call, start getting the information, start the process. Even if you can't make the decision today, you can start that process about getting the information. Literally, folks, one phone call can set up this entire trip for you. Just one phone call. Write this number down. This is the number you call if you want to join us. My dad and Stuart and the ACLJ team, as well as students from Regent University. We're going to talk about that tomorrow as well, how we've added that educational aspect to the trip. If you want to join us, this is the number to call right now. 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. You can also go to aclj.org. We have the full schedule online. Again, we start in Jerusalem. You will leave your destination or your city in the United States. Wherever you leave from, you will wake up in Jerusalem, where we'll be spending time together looking at the religious sites as well as the military and political sites. So I encourage you, folks, if you are interested in making this trip this year with the ACLJ, we want to be part of it. We want you to be part of our trip. We want to be in Israel with you in just about a month. So call that number, 1-800-662-5406. It doesn't matter where you are in the United States. That tour organization will be able to set up exactly what you need to get you to Israel on June 17th. So again, 1-800-662-5406. You can also go to aclj.org. And again, we want to talk to you on the program today. We've got some interesting political news. Because it's the 60th anniversary of Israel, we thought we'd bring in some of the comments made by presidential candidates looking forward to this November election coming up. And Barack Obama is under some flack. At this point, he's the presumed Democrat nominee. So it'll be probably Barack Obama versus John McCain in the general election coming up in November, which is not that long away, considering we've been in this campaign for a long time to finally have the final two who will be standing up against each other. But he said this week in regards to the 60th anniversary of Israel, and he did this because Hamas, the terrorist organization that controls the Gaza Strip, praised Obama and said they look forward to his victory in November. I mean, that actually came directly from the Hamas spokesperson. So when Barack Obama this week was asked if he thought Israel represented a drag on America's reputation overseas, he said, and I'm quoting this directly, no. But what I think, and there's the key, but what I think is that this constant wound and this constant sore, calling Israel the constant wound and constant sore, does infect all of our foreign policy, and he thinks the lack of this resolution provides an excuse for anti-American militant jihadists to engage in their exercises. And then it comes out this week as well that Barack Obama's main advisor on the Middle East was speaking this week. This is all going on this week because of the 60th anniversary of Israel, folks. So his main advisor on the Middle East, Barack Obama's, said that for any peace negotiations, it will be impossible to make progress on serious peace talks without putting the future of Jerusalem on the table. Again, saying that you must divide Jerusalem to have serious peace talks. So just get what's coming out of Barack Obama. Understand it. See the words. He says, is Israel a drag? He says no, but he thinks it's a constant wound and constant sore. You need to understand, folks, as we come into this important election in November, what Israel is about. You need to see it for yourself, to understand the borders, to see where Gaza is, to see where the West Bank is, to see where Lebanon and Hezbollah are, to see where the Golan Heights are in Syria. You need to see it all for yourself and understand what these politicians are talking about. You'll be able to come back from this trip and understand and know these borders and understand what the Israeli people and the Israeli government and the American foreign policy should be in protecting Israel. So we want you to go with us on this trip. It is so important, folks. You're going to understand politics in the United States a lot more, because when these issues come up in the presidential debates just coming up in the fall, you're going to say, I've been to Israel. I've been to those borders. I know what those people in Israel are up against every single day. I understand their struggle, and I know what that politician's saying is wrong or what that politician is saying is right. So we encourage you. We want you to be in Israel with us next month. We're going to be there in about a month from today. We want you to call right now and get more information about this trip. After this week, cannot promise you that there's going to be a lot of spots left on the trip. So if you're interested in this and you've been thinking about it, you need to call today. 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. I want to go to Stuart Roth, because Stuart, we hear these comments from politicians, and we talk about, and we spent a lot of time yesterday on the program talking about the biblical sites in Israel and throughout Israel. But to understand the difference between our trip and so many others is to understand the military and political significance we put on the trip. We bring in American politicians, Israeli politicians, those who have been ambassadors for their country in Israel. We bring them in so that people understand, college professors, not just the biblical significance of Israel, but the significance of Israel in our modern world as it relates to the war on terrorism.
Well, absolutely, Jordan. Because of the ACLJ and the way we're positioned, not only here in the United States, but in Europe and all of our offices, this isn't a tour. This isn't a normal trip. This is an experience. And, you know, we're talking about Israel, and all the politicians are talking about Israel. And as I said before, you open up the paper every day, and you always hear there's something there about Israel and the Jewish state in Jerusalem. And I've got to tell you, when you're talking about we're leaving on the 17th and we're going to be there on the 18th in Jerusalem, I've been all over the world, to Rome, to Paris, to London, to New York City. Jerusalem is the most important city in the entire world. It's the most fascinating city in the entire world. It's the most significant city. And so to have the opportunity for our listeners to join with us, the ACLJ, yourself and Jay, and go over to Israel, to be in Jerusalem during the 60th anniversary, this is the time. This is the moment for us to go. We're supposed to go. We're supposed to be over there and stand with Israel, the Jewish state, with everything going on in the world, with our changing issues in Washington, D.C. Now is the time to support the state of Israel. And for those people that have never been to Israel, Jerusalem is absolutely an experience that will last a lifetime, that you'll be able to go back to your churches and tell your friends, your pastor, and share what you learned and felt. And that's a big thing. It's not only what you've learned and saw, it's what you feel when you're in the city of Jerusalem, because that is such a significant city in God's timetable, in the end times. And everything focuses around Israel, and it's an unbelievable event, and it's going to be an unbelievable experience for those that go with us.
There's no better time, folks, to stand with Israel. And we have American politicians who are close to the presidency of the United States calling our friend Israel a constant wound and a constant sore during the 60th anniversary of Israel, never really even referring to the actual land as where the Jews should be, but just saying that the Jews should have a place because of anti-Semitism. I mean, when we have those kind of that kind of language coming out from a national candidate calling Israel a constant wound and constant sore that infects all of our foreign policy, infects, calling Israel an infection during the week of their 60th anniversary, this is when you need to stand up as a Christian, as an evangelical, as a conservative, as part of that community, to stand up and say, you know what, we as Americans don't support this kind of language. We know how important Israel is. We will stand with Israel, and we're going to do that by being in Israel. And just like the slogan goes for the Israeli Department of Tourism, a Ministry of Tourism, when you come back from Israel, you will never be the same. You will never read your Bible the same way. You will never look at the newspaper the same way. You will never watch cable news the same way. So we want you again, folks, to call and get more information about this trip. The reason we're doing these shows and talking about that this so much this week is not because we're ignoring the news that's going on in the world. We'll come back. We'll talk about that more as well. But because we want to make sure that you've had the opportunity, if you could only listen one of these days this week, to understand that we are coming to the final days of being able to book you on this trip. So if you have thought about this trip at all, you've got to make start moving on it today. You don't have to make a final decision. If you're not ready to do that, it's okay. But we need you to call and make sure that you start the process this week. 1-800-662-5406. We come back from the break. I want to hear from you folks. I know you're out there listening. What do you think about these comments from Barack Obama saying that Israel is a constant wound and a constant sore that infects all of our foreign policy? Do you believe those comments? What do you think about them? So call us on the broadcast. I want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. Do you think Israel is a constant wound and constant sore that infects our foreign policy here in the United States? And what do you think about Barack Obama's head Middle East advisor saying that Jerusalem must be divided to have any kind of peace talks, and that's what he's going to encourage Israelis to do? I want to hear from you folks about that. When we come back from the break, we want to get into that discussion as well, because it's truly troubling that Hamas has said that they are looking forward to, I mean, here's directly, we like Mr. Obama and we hope that he will win the election. That came from Hamas's spokesperson. That's a terrorist group that controlled the Gaza Strip through a violent military coup. And Barack Obama then returns saying, no, he doesn't think it's a bad thing. You know, Israel's not the worst thing. It's not a drag on America's reputation, but it's a constant wound and constant sore and an infection. I want to hear from you about it. 1-800-684-3110. As we go into this next break, folks, you've heard, we've talked about how important Israel is biblically. We've talked about it today, how important it is politically and militarily. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about educating you while you're in Israel so you come back with a lot more knowledge than you had when you left. We will talk about all that, but we need you to call this week to get your name down. If you are interested in the trip, we've only got a month till we're going to wake up in Jerusalem, folks, with the ACLJ. So call right now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406.
It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon. The deadline, May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406, or online at aclj.org. Make your reservations for Israel today. It's a very special time in Israel. The nation is marking a milestone, its 60th anniversary. The celebration comes at a critical time, though, as Israel continues to defend itself against terrorist organizations, Hamas, Hezbollah, while keeping a watchful eye on the ever-increasing threat from Iran. As Israel celebrates its 60th anniversary, the American Center for Law and Justice wants you to send a very powerful message to the Israeli government. America stands with Israel during this time of crisis. The ACLJ knows that the time to support Israel is now. Sign on to the ACLJ's Proclamation for Solidarity, showing your support for Israel. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow will personally deliver this Proclamation for Solidarity to Israeli officials. Add your name now. call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can add your name online at aclj.org.
We don't mind, actually. We like Mr. Obama, and we hope that he will the election.
That was Hamas's leader, Ahmed Youssef, and that spurred remarks from Barack Obama this week because Hamas then saying, and here's the quote again if you couldn't understand, we like Mr. Obama, and we hope that he will win the election. That came from a leader of Hamas, Ahmed Youssef, this week. And because it's the 60th anniversary of Israel, Barack Obama was forced to comment. And when asked whether he thought Israel represented a drag on America's reputation, he first started off, no, 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 but. And that's when you always know something else is coming. But what I think it is that this constant wound, this constant sore, does infect all of our foreign policy. Constant wound, constant sore. Folks, if there has ever been a time where we need to stand up and go to Israel and say, we are with you in solidarity. We will be there with you in Israel. We will stand there so that when we come back to the United States and these kind of attacks are made against Israel, you can defend them because you could say, you know what? I was on that border. I talked to the people there. I talked to the military. I had lunch with soldiers from the IDF. I understand the struggle that's going on the Golan Heights, the Lebanese border with Hezbollah, the Gaza Strip with Hamas. I understand the fights that Israel is fighting on all of their borders, and I am going to combat all of this kind of debate coming out. And folks, that's why it's important for you to come with us to Israel if you're able financially to make the trip. The reason we're doing these shows and really hammering home this is because after this week, we're not sure how many more people we can add, new people that have not called in yet to start the process. But if you're ready to make the trip, literally that you can make one phone call and you'll be with us in Israel in just a month from now. Just one phone call, 1-800-662-5406. That's the number you call right now to join us in Israel. My dad will be there. My family will be there. Stuart will be there. Many of the ACLJ team will be there, as well as Regent University is going to have a large presence there. We're going to talk about that tomorrow on the broadcast. So I encourage you, call right now. Join us in Israel. 1-800-662-5406. At ACLJ.org, we have a full schedule of everything that we'll be doing, so you can go there as well. But time is running out, folks. We really want to join. We want you to be a part of our trip. We want to see you in Israel in just a month from now. So, again, we're going to go right to the phones, though. A lot of calls coming in about these statements by Barack Obama. Let's go right to them. Jonathan's calling from Texas on line 3. Jonathan, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, thanks for answering my call here.
Thanks, Jonathan.
I was calling because I heard the comment. I read the comments on the internet.
Right.
And it definitely sparked an interest for me to do a more invasive research on it. And I really do believe that it does to be duly noted that when he emphasized the constant sore and being affecting the actual foreign policy, in retrospect, he's speaking from a functionality and not from a reality or a perspective of judgment. And I think that really needs to be indicated. Although I do want to support Israel, I just wanted to make sure I call in and ask you and also call look at it more invasively.
Here's the thing. Here's what I'll say to that, Jonathan. I encourage folks always, you know, go to the next detail. But here's the problem that Barack Obama has. Hamas endorsed him this week during the 60th anniversary of Israel. A terrorist organization, a recognized terrorist organization, endorsed his candidacy and said, we hope he wins. He has aligned himself in the past with those who have supported these Hamas efforts, large fundraisers. We can go back into his business associates and work associates. And I'm not going to go on a personal attack of Barack Obama. That has been in the press enough. But what I'm going to focus in is when he makes these kind of comments, Jonathan, and I look to the next level, and I see that he's calling Israel a constant wound and a constant sore. And then I can go back, and I don't want to bring this up again, but I can go look at his church who gives awards to Louis Farrakhan, who said those same bad things about Jews and Israel and Zionists, and his own pastor who went to go meet with Gaddafi, a terrorist leader in the 1980s. I'm not going to get into that again, folks, but when I then see these comments this week, it makes me wonder, it all fits together, like Michelle Obama's comment about never being proud of being an American until today, and then the comments come out from his pastor. They all connect into a puzzle that is extremely troubling to me, and I don't think Barack Obama has answered these attacks well. But Stuart, the best thing to do If you have questions to understand Israel, if you know that it's important, but you just don't know because you haven't seen it for yourself, you haven't spent 10 days really looking at the matters, going all over the country, you're going to understand the Middle East, Stuart, after being on this trip. You're going to understand every single comment made about Israel because you're going to say, I was there. I heard it from people, their own mouth. I understand that these people in Israel, the citizens of Israel, want peace, but they cannot give up their land. They have to fight these battles, and that they are being attacked by terrorists or threatened by terrorists, and they've got to stand up for their rights. All of the folks who go on this trip are going to understand that this year.
Well, absolutely. And we're touching around a really important issue. I mean, we don't know who's going to be in the White House in January of 2009, but we know right now that from being over in Israel four or five times, all of us, the last year or so, that the Israelis are really, really appreciative of everything that this administration, the Bush administration, has done. There's never been a staunch ally than America during these 8 years of the Bush administration. The Bush administration has unequivocally backed the state of Israel, backed against the war on terrorism. When Yasser Arafat was alive, Bush did not entertain him. You know, during the President Clinton's 8 years, Yasser Arafat was one of the most frequent visitors to the White House in Camp David, and President Clinton was always hugging Yasser Arafat. Well, Yasser Arafat is one of the original terrorists way before anybody ever heard of Osama bin Laden. So this administration, this is the last time, this is the point, for our folks to come with us to Israel, to Jerusalem. During this administration, the Bush administration, the Israelis are really, really fond of Americans, and therefore, you know, when we go over there, we get really great treatment. We get great access. We're going to have great events. We're going to be meeting some very interesting politicians and Israeli soldiers. So this is the time during this summer, the last opportunity before the administration changes hands.
Yeah, sometimes I think people wonder, is this going to be like Europe? Is there an anti-American sentiment? Absolutely not. This is a totally different feeling. This is support. Folks just saying, thank you. We understand what America does to defend Israel. We know what America puts up with in our foreign policy. But we also know as Americans that it's not a constant wound or a sore or an infection to defend Israel. But that's what Barack Obama said, folks. So I want to take a couple more calls on that before the program's over today. Gary's calling from Florida on line 6. Gary, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. To me, this speaks very clearly two things from a scriptural standpoint. Is that he has clearly aligned himself as an adversary of Israel, mm-hmm. and there's no middle ground here. If he's an adversary, he's certainly not in favor for the preservation of Israel or the U.S. And the second thing I'd like to bring up on Fox News, quickly in passing, I heard about Jeremiah Wright's church there, is that they had named Louis Farrakhan as the man of the year for outstanding
right.
accomplishment.
Right.
To me, that's just outrageous. I've seen photos of Barack Obama. He doesn't wear the flag. He doesn't pledge allegiance. This all is very troubling.
Yeah, Gary, let me tell you, it is troubling. And that's why I say, you know, I don't want to just attack Barack Obama. But the problem is when he makes this kind of comment and you look in his past, it's not good. It doesn't add up. This information doesn't add up. When he calls Israel a wound, calls it a sore, calls it an infection for the United States of America, but then tries to say he still supports Israel. He's just trying to get to peace. Look in his background. His former business associate just got bailed out of prison by Hamas's biggest fundraiser in the United States after his indictment. I mean, you can look at the facts here. Look at his comments from his wife, the possible first lady of the United States, about America. Look at his associates politically, his personal associates. They are not aligned with Israel. His foreign policy advisors to the Middle East saying that there will be no peace until Jerusalem is divided. So to understand these political issues, we're going to keep talking about Israel this week, folks. But to understand it, and it's going to be a major issue coming up in November, now that we've got our two nominees, basically John McCain and Barack Obama, you need to see Israel for yourself. If you can afford to do it, if you're able to come, we're leaving on June 17th. We want you to be there with us, but time is running out for you to book this trip. Basically, you have to the end of this week. So call right now. Write this number down, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Tomorrow on the broadcast, we're going to talk about our educational aspect of our trip. You can also go to aclj.org and get the full schedule online.